See what Rashi says. What Rashi says. Makebi patish hugmar kol melochem. Shechinumen makebi kones al asadon. Lachlikei bigmar melochem. Umasnis namelu mechayev al gmar melochem. So according to Rashi, when Rashi explains makebi patish, when Rashi explains makebi patish of the Mishneh, so how does he explain it? Makebi kones, if he strikes with the hammer on the anvil, on the sadon, leachlike, to smooth out the hammer. So that is makebi patish. This is how Rashi explains makebi patish here. But Rashi means like to smooth out the hammer, not to smooth out the anvil, not to smooth out the sheet, but to smooth out the hammer. Now, in Abene, that two bays on the base, Rashi says, Abene, come in the Vichayev, Abene Koshu, from Satis, Vamakabi Patish. So Rashi says, Vamakabi Patish, Gamu Bobis Melochis. Shemifate says, Bei Yisraeven, Minasela, Lacha Shechotzaf Yisraeven, Sovi, Umavdu Minahar Ksas, ומכבי פטיש, מכבי דלו, ומספרקס ונפרס, וזה וגמר מלוכה של חיץ ואבן, וכל רגים הבישבס מלוכה, תלו דמכבי פטישי. So how does Rashi in the Mishnah Bein explain מכבי פטיש? Not in the sense of striking with the hammer upon the anvil, to smooth out the hammer, but when you want to have, to hew out stones from a mountain, so you take a hammer, and you start knocking out the stones, the rocks, from the mountain. So when you already did, when the rock was already 99.99 detached from the mountain, but there is still a little attachment, then you take the final stroke, you make the final stroke with the hammer, and then the rock is thrown away from the mountain. That's the finishing touch. So that is the makebi patish on the rock, on the head. So this is how Rashi explains. Now let's see what Tosfos says. In Abayna Dafkuf Beis on Beis, makebi patish pirush bekuntre shem feitzes beis asela, la'acha shechotz vavinir alri, v'mishkan l'havi b'in avonim. After all these basic categories of meloche existed in the Mishkan, but the hewing out of stones, knocking out of stones, of rocks from the mountain, did not take place in the Mishkan. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu had to knock out rocks before he had to engrave on the second Luches, the Aseres Adibres, but that was not in connection with the Mishkan. That was independent of the Mishkan. But in connection with the Mishkan, there was no knocking out of stones. So we show Iktanik Mamloch and the Kalim the Havim Mishkan we knock at Makabi Patish the Evan the Havim Mishkan. Ala nearly the high Makabi Patish Haine Makush Achrein Shemakala Kli Bishas Mamloch. But it's not like Rashi's Pshati and the Mishnah. Because what Tosfos means is Makush Achrein, in other words, when the final stroke on the, let's say, on the metal sheet, you know, on the metal sheet. So when you finalize the processing of a certain Kalim. So then the final stroke with the hammer. So it's a makebi patish, it's a gmar melocha on the sheet, on the kelim. But Rashi says, makebi kunes al asadn lehachlike. Now, what is al asadn? Asadn is a certain block on which you strike the hammer in order to smooth out the hammer. Now, where is that mentioned? Makebi kunes al asadn. Now, that is mentioned in the Mishnah Nabein. It's mentioned. Now the Mishnah Abayne says Dafku Beis on the Beis Habayne Kama Yivne V'yechayev Habayne Kolshu V'am Sakins V'amati Patish V'amati Takadeach Kolshu Chayev. If it chisels, so it's Chayev. Zeh Aklal Koloise Melocha Omlochtim Skayemet B'Shabes Chayev Reb Shimon Eid Reb Shimon Gam Lele Meir Af Amake Bikunis Al Asadn B'Shas Melocha Chayev Mipne Shukum Sati Melocha. So who says that? Reb Shimon Gam Lele. Tanakama doesn't say that, but Reb Shimon Gam Lele says. So he says Hamake Bikunis. So he says, "Mipnei shehu kimsakim lochem v'afal pishen imakel apule el al asadn uvidmorem miforesh mai misakim." So what does Rashi say? V'afal pishen imakel apule el asadn. He doesn't strike the let's say on the hammer itself. He's makeh bikunes with the hammer, so he strikes what? Where is he makeh on the hammer? He couldn't strike with the hammer on the hammer. So he strikes with the hammer on what? On a block, on the sun, on a certain block. And what is the purpose? To smooth out the hammer. Not the block, but the hammer. You'll see how the Gemara explains it. That's good humor. Oh, a makeh bikunes lasad. My covid. If he just takes the hammer and he has a block before him and he strikes it on the block, so what does he do? Why is he chayev? A chatos, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Rav Yisrael damut avayim v'sheham in esyodi. So, in other words, because he learns the trade, how to use a hammer. So, koshet bin rachove, el ma'ato, chozo umnese b'shabes, v'gomo rachanam nechayev. So then it should follow the contra of Shim Gamliel. If somebody learns a trade on Shabbos, he's chayev v'chatos. I mean, it's inconceivable. El abaye v'rove damret avaye, shechei mirat zeitase mishkon eisinkei. This is the way how those who worked on the sheets, on the metal sheets, you know, in the Mishkan, how they work. Tayir amoche, Rab Shim Gamliel eimer, af amake bikunes lasad mishas meloche chayev, shechei mirat zeitase mishkon eisinkei. Now let's see what Rashi says. Miratzei tase mishkon mitzipuyi koshin. Eisinkin. Makin gimu alachas. So three strokes he'll make on the sheet. V'yachas lasar. And one stroke he'll make on a block. A sheet is something thin. A block is something thick, relatively thick. So those who work on, who work with a kunes, on a tas, so they do their work on the tas. They want to shape it in a certain way, the tas. They want to shape it in a certain way, to flatten it or whatever it is. So they keep on striking with the hammer on the tas, but three strokes they'll make on the tas, v'yachas la'sadn l'hachlik ha'kones. So you see that the purpose is to smooth out the hammer itself. V'yachas la'sadn l'hachlik ha'kones, sh'l'yivaka ha'tas, sh'hudak. In other words, because if this the hammer will not be maintained in a smooth manner all the time, so then the hammer itself might break. As he uses the hammer on the task, which is relatively thin, it might break the task completely, you see. So in order that the smoothness of in the hammer should be maintained, so it was customary for the workers on the task to make, after every three strokes on the tas, to make one stroke on the block, on the sub, in order to smooth out them. So in other words, so Rav Shimon Gamliel says that even makeh bikunes al hasadn is chayev v'shemakeh katish. Now, is Rav Shimon Gamliel chelik on the Rabbanon? Rabbanon chelik on Rav Shimon Gamliel? Or he just supplements the Rabbanon? There is no machlekes. So the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh says, Ein halochet Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ein halochet Rav Shimon Gamliel. So we see that according to the Rambam, there is a machlekes. Even though the Gemara doesn't mention the Mishneh, the Gemara doesn't mention that Rabbanon chelik, the Mishneh only says Rav Shimon Gamliel email. But that does not necessarily mean that Rabbanon chelik, but the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh definitely holds that there is a machlekes between the Rekame, the Rabbonon, and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So according to Rabbonon, if you are makeh bipatish, let's say on the tas, for the purpose, and then the finishing touch, the final stroke, with the final stroke, you shape the tas in a certain way, you make it flat, you shape it in a certain way, so then you're chayvish makeh bipatish. And that's the pshat of makeh bipatish according to Teitzves, in Dafkuv Beis. But if you are makeh bipatish on the block, and the purpose is not to smooth out the block does not require any smoothing out. The purpose is to maintain a smoothness in the hammer, because as a result of the hammer being used so many times in making strokes, it might become a little crooked. So in order to maintain the smoothness of the hammer intact, so it was customary for those workers, after three strokes on the tas, to make one stroke on the block, on the saddle. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel he's chayev, according to the Rabbonon he's not chayev. He's not chayev. And the Rambam says, ein halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because inasmuch as it's a machlekes, so yochid the Rambam halachik Rabbi. So memele, we don't pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Alright. So the question is, why are the Rabbonon chelik Rav Shimon Gamliel? According to the Rambam. After all, Makim Patish, what does Makim Patish mean? Makim Patish means when, let's say, Paseach Bisholik, let's say, or anything, or even, let's say, you have a suit. Sometimes you have a suit. So as it was done, sometimes even when you buy such a new suit, so you'll find that it's sewn together, and you have to take out the stitches from the suit. Then you'll be able to wear the jacket. But if you don't take out the stitches, you can't wear the jacket. So if you on Shabbos, if you find such a jacket and it's stitched together, the two ends of the jacket are stitched together, and you take out the threads, that enables the suit to be used as a suit. Until you take out the stitches, you cannot use it as a suit. So that's makim patish, because makim patish means the finishing touch. If the keli was already done, but there is one little thing, it takes you a minute to do it, taking out the stitches. Or let's say, Pesach Bisatzavo. You can't wear it, but you have to open the Bisatzavo. So that's the finishing touch. So in other words, makim patish means when you do that kind of an act which enables the keli to fulfill the function for which it was made. What was a suit made for? To be worn. Now, if the two ends of the jacket are sewn together, so it cannot be worn. So then when you take out the stitches, that's the finishing touch. Now, let's say, now are you allowed to wind a clock that stopped? You're not allowed. Why aren't you allowed? Because what is the purpose, what is the function of the clock? To tell time. So if the clock stops, so it's a game on the so it doesn't fulfill, it's incapable of fulfilling the function of the clock if it stopped. So when you wind it, so then you endow it with the capacity to fulfill the function of the clock of telling the time. So you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Suppose the clock didn't stop, there is a machlekes achrenim where they're allowed to wind a moving clock. But if the clock stopped, so then you are certainly not allowed. Now the question, there is a machlekes hashenim. A clock that stopped, you are certainly not allowed to wind it because of mamloch, tikkun kele. Is it nisa deraisa or it's only nisa rabbanon? So there are many achrenim who say that it's only nisa rabbanon. And there are some achrenim who say that to wind a clock that stopped involves a loch deraisa. What loch deraisa? Makim patish. Why is it makim patish? Because makim patish consists in the finishing touch. When a certain kele requires a certain act in order to fulfill its function. Now, if it stopped, it has everything, it has all the mechanisms, all the parts, fine. But until you wind it, it's a gilam b'litzor. It cannot fulfill its function, it cannot tell the time. If you wind it, so then you endow it with the capacity of fulfilling its potential, its function. So memele, you are misakin the kele. So why do some achrim say that it only involves an isad rabbanon and it doesn't involve an isad raise? So it seems to me that the machlekes achrenim in connection with winding a clock that stopped is really told in the machlekes of the rabbanon and Rav Shimon Gamliel according to the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh. Like this we could say there is no machlekes, but the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh says there is a machlekes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rambam. Now, why do some achrenim say that when you wind the clock that stopped, it's only osam the rabbanon misat sitin kele, not an isad raise? Why is it different than every makibi patish that I say? The answer is, every makibi patish, let's say when somebody moved, takes out all the threads of a new suit, so then it requires a single act. And that act, by doing that act once, so you endow it with the capacity. You endow the beggar, the kele, with the capacity to fulfill its function. You don't have to do it every day, again and again. Masha'im came in a clock. So of course, a clock that stopped is a gilom b'loitzo. So you have to wind it. Now when you wind it, so will it fulfill its function? Will it be capable of fulfilling its function all the time? No. So 10 hours later you'll have to grind it again. Let's say 24 hours later, 48 hours later, but you'll have to grind it again. So it is something, it's a finishing touch that you have to do many times, not once for all. So Reb Shimon Gamliel's case is something similar. In order to maintain the smoothness of the hammer, which is used in striking upon metal, so in order to maintain the smoothness, so it was customary to strike on the sudden after every three strokes on the tass, it was customary to make one stroke on the sudden. So it's not that he made one stroke and that was the finishing touch for the hammer. No, you have to do it. It's like winding the clock. Every time it stops, you have to wind it. So those Achreinim who say that it's only Osam Deraisa to wind the clock that stopped, they hold, when does it involve an Issa Deraisa of Makabi Patish, when there is an act, a finishing touch, that you do it for good? You see, yeah, you say Adabe Satsavo, finished. It can be used until you throw it away. So when you do it once, but if you have to do it from time to time, the same thing, in order to preserve its functioning potential, so then it's not Osam Deraisa, it's only Osam Derabon. So that's the svore, that's the lomdes of the Rabbon of Reb Shimon Gamliel, according to the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh. And Reb Shimon Gamliel holds no. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds no. So in other words, that even though you have to do it after every three strokes on the sheet, you have to make a stroke on the anvil, on the block. So, but since the purpose of it is to preserve the smoothness of the hammer, thereby maintaining the potential of the hammer intact. So, but that you have to do after every three strokes on the tass, you have to do that on the block, you see, on the anvil. So Memele, the Rabbanon say you're not chayev, and Reb Shimon Gamliel says you're chayev. But the Rambam says in Halachah Reb Shimon Gamliel, so Memele they say that winding is a clock that stopped is only Nisar Rabbanon, not an Nisar Raisi. Those who say that it involves an Nisar Raisi, so we'll have to say that there is no machlekes between Rabbanon and Reb Shimon Gamliel. There is no machlekes. The Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh there is a machlekes. But those they say that winding a clock that stopped involves an Israel, I said, they'll have to say that there is no machlekes. So in other words, certainly the halacha is like Reb Shimon Gamliel. So even when it's not one act that is done for good, even if it has to be done time and time again, like the strike, like making the stroke on the anvil after every three strokes on the sheet, but since the purpose of it is to preserve the potential of the hammer, so you should make it patish. You should make it patish. Now, we raise the question, from the Rashi it appears that there is a stira. Because here Rashi explains that the basic example of makabi patish consists in makabi kones lasad, lachlike, to make it smooth, to smoothen the hammer. So first of all, it's mashma from this Rashi, that Rashi is chilik on the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh. Because according to the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, so it's a machleket between Reb Shimon Gamliel and Rabbo, and he says in Halachah Reb Shimon Gamliel. So why should Rashi, if Rashi had agreed with the Rambam, pshat, why should Rashi explain the Mishneh not in accordance with Halachah? So it's mashma, since Rashi mentions the example that Reb Shimon Gamliel himself mentions, so it's a raya that Rashi is chilik on the Pirush HaMishneh, and Rashi holds that there is no machleket between Rabbo and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel says that memory supplements the Rabbo. So everybody agrees that when you strike with the hammer on the anvil in order to preserve, to maintain the smoothness of the hammer, so Yahai. Now, but then there's another kashi. Here Rashi explains that makabi patish means makabi kones lasad. And over there Rashi, when he mentions the basic example of makabi patish, when yachetz ev emna, so then the final stroke that you make with the hammer on the rock, and that detaches the rock completely from the mountain, that is Makil Panish. So there seems to be a stira. Now the lotion of Rashi here is like this. Hugmar kol meloche. So Rashi doesn't say Makabi Patish, who umen hamake bikunes la satan lachsi. Lachlik. He doesn't say that. Rashi's lotion is a little strange. Makabi Patish, Hugmar kol meloche. Shechein umen makabi kanes la satan. What does he mean? Shechein umen makabi kanes la satan. He's, so Rashi wants to explain Makabi Patish, that means Makom Loche. Why does he have to say Shechein Umen Makabi Kanis Lasan Lachlike? Don't we know, without this example, that a Numen is accustomed to strike with the hammer on the anvil in order to preserve the smoothness of the hammer? So without that, we don't know that there is such a thing as Makom Loche. Of course, every worker has a certain kind of an act that constitutes the finishing touch of that work. So, I mean, every worker, a goldsmith has one kind of an act that constitutes the finishing touch. And let's say a tailor has another kind of a finishing touch, Now, let's say, I suppose that if somebody, let's say a tailor who makes a suit, and then the last thing that he puts in the suit will be the buttons. If that is the last thing that he puts in the suit will be the buttons, so for making of the buttons, so we'll not only be higher mitzateifeya, because when you make a button, you put in a button, so you certainly take two stitches. But he'll also be higher, and suppose he can put in buttons with one stitch. Or suppose he'll put in buttons without any stitches. Certain kind of a clip or something. So when you put that into the trousers, so we'll be higher mishumakibi patish, because that's the finishing touch of the work of the tailor, you see. So Rashi says, Makibi Patish Ugmar Kol Meloche. Whatever the work is, whether it's tailor work or it's a goldsmith work or what diamond cutting, whatever it is, every kind of work, the finishing touch, that's Makibi Patish. This is how he explains, and that would be a wonderful explanation of Makibi Patish. Why mention one specific example of Makibi Patish when there is, an infinite number of Makibi Patish? So why does Rashi have to say Makibi Patish Ugmar Kol Meloche? Rashi should have stopped. Why does he have to add Shechein Umen Makibi Kaones Al Asadn Lachlike Bigmar Meloche? So how do we know that every worker has a certain act that constitutes a finishing touch? Because we know that that a Numen is Makibi Kaones, strikes with a hammer on the anvil in order to maintain the smoothness, the constant smoothness of the hammer. So that's a raya that every worker has a certain act that it doesn't even make sense. Every worker has a certain act that constitutes the finishing touch because he has a certain act that constitutes the finishing touch. Not because a Numen is Makibi Kaones. Let's say a tailor has a certain Mameloche and he doesn't even know, he might not even know that a Numen is Makibi Kaones al Asad. A goldsmith is probably cognizant of the fact that the Numen is Makibi Kaones Lasadn. But a tailor, when he does his work, does he have to know that the Numen is Makibi Kaones Lasadn? So why does Rashi say Makibi Patish Ugmar Kol Meloche? So the answer is, it seems, that Rashi is just explaining. Rashi was bothered. Why does the Mishnah means by Makibi Patish, the Mishnah means Ugmar Meloche? Let the Mishnah say Ve'aseise Hamchabe Ve'amavir Ve'agim Meloche. Why Makibi Patish? Who is concerned now with a person who uses a hammer and an anvil? Who is concerned with these people? I mean, the Meloche of Makibi Patish has relevance to every worker. Whether the worker used the hammer in his hands at one time or not. If Mapis Mose, the Rambam says, Mapis Mose, if he squeezes out the pus of a certain ulcer, so in order lasis lope, in order to make an opening, so he's chayv mishmakin patish, that's also Gmar Meloche. Kidera shorev yaisim. So why? So the Mishnah should use the expression Gmar Meloche, not Makibi Patish. The literal meaning of Makibi Patish means striking with the hammer. So Rashi explains why the Mishnah uses the expression Makibi Patish in respect to a finishing touch. So he says, because every woman is Makibi Kaones Lasadn Lachlikei, and that also is considered as Gmar Meloche. So Mimele, the expression Makibi Patish is used to denote every gmamulachet, whether it consists in smoothing out the hammer, or it consists in flattening out the tas, the sheet, or it consists in detaching a stone. A stone from the mountain, or in squeezing out the pus of an ulcer. Doesn't make any difference. So Makabi Patish is an expression that denotes Gmamloch. So when Rashi says Makabi Patish here, Rashi holds that when the Mishnah says Makabi Patish, the Mishnah mentions the Avmeloches. So the Mishnah is not limited. The Mishnah doesn't limit itself only to a striking, say, Gmar Meloche, that is done by striking a hammer on something. No, the Mishnah is reference to every kind of finishing touch. So Makabi Patish really means Gmar Meloche. So then the question, so you ask, why does the Mishnah use the expression Makabi Patish? Let the Mishnah say, Habene Vaseser Amchabe Vamavya Vagim Meloche. Ugmar Meloche. Why a Makabi Patish? So Rashi says, Makabi Patish means Gmar Meloche. Why was the expression Makabi Patish coined by the Chachomim as an expression denoting Gmar Meloche? Shechein umen Makabi Kunes l'asad l'achlike b'Gmar Meloche. So there it involves Gmar Meloche. So memele, the Chachomim adapted and they coined that expression, Makabi Patish, in respect to Gmar Meloche. But what does the Mishnah mean, Makabi Patish, Gmar Meloche? It includes everything. Every kind of Malach. So Rashi is not mentioning an example of Makabi Patish. Rashi is only explaining why the Chachomim coined that expression Makabi Patish. But he's not mentioning an example. But in Abeine he's mentioning a basic example of Malach. So what is a basic example of Malach when you knock out a rock from a mountain? But here he's not mentioning a basic example of Malach. Here, Makabi Patish means Gmar Meloche, but he's explaining why the Mishneh uses, why the Chachomim coined that expression of Makabi Patish. All right, now for the next year. So you should go over the Tesis in Bava Kama. The Tesis in Mokamed Abbeis, the two Tesvesen, Ul Rablezer Amai Korleav, and the Tesves Sohagasin Had Avin Mishker Shida, which I already discussed, I mean, the Tesves, the lowermost Tesves. And then, the Gemore in Sanhedrin, the Tesves mentions that Chavov, that Gemore, and the Tesves there, is a very difficult Tesves with the Marshal and the Marsho. So you look up the Marshal and the Marsho in Sanhedrin, that Chavov, and you go over up to Toner Rabbonam Hoyul Fonef Mineh. We are not going beyond that. Beyond the Rabbonam. Next time. Guys, see you in the next time.
Minyon El Omeri. What's the significance of the meaning of 39? Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Kishimot Yom Kulam Be'al Mechot, Yimol Kol Achat Ve'af. That if he performed all the Lamedes Meloches and it was his day Shabbos, he knew it was Shabbos, but he didn't know that it's also to light on Shabbos, he didn't know it's also to carry on Shabbos, he didn't know it's also to bizarre on Shabbos. So then he's chayil al kol achas vachas. That's the aloche, the shkogis of Shabbos. That if it's day Meloches, he got Shabbos, he did so many Meloches. Because he forgot that it was Shabbos, he thought it was Friday, Sunday. So it's one shgogo that brought about all these meloches. So Memele is chayv von chatos. But if he knew it was Shabbos, but he was mistaken as to this meloche, as to that meloche, he didn't know this is a meloche, that is a meloche. So then it's chayv al achas vachas. Miyon al omeli leis nobis melochet azareya achirish v'anil chazinen I abuim chosar achasin shimoson bolin dacho shim nisal mu korel chashabes imenu chayv kam chato yisal. Hazareya v'acherish. Now, so first the Mishnah mentions Zareya, sowing, and then plowing, Acherish. But ordinarily, so the plowing, the Chrishe, comes before the Zareya. Merde mikrev kar v'breishe, the Chrishe comes first. Listen Acherish, what the listen Zareya. So the Gemara Yunitere, it's done about Yisroel Kore. The Zare b'reishe v'odakar. So now to soil, they were accustomed first to sow and then to plow. Mirikab chirshim be'at soil koshi v'yochel lechaseis b'loy chishim v'ashmin on danam lechishim. Alright. Tone, hazireya v'yazei meya v'aniteya v'amavrir v'amarkim v'kulam lo hachasim. Zareya means sowing, when you put the seeds in the ground. And zemer is pruning, let's say when you pluck out the twigs that are not good for growth. So by plucking out the bad twigs, so then you promote the growth. Vaniteya, if you plant, vamavrich, if you bend, or amark, if you graft. So kulam ulachachasi. Maiko mashmalon. Oko mashmalon is mulachas harbim, mulachachas, in a chayim ulachachas. Now let's see the Rashi. Kulam lo achachase dizeimer name mitzmuche ilonehu. Because the purpose of blocking out the bad twigs is to promote growth. Vinafkin mine. Vinobed li kulam bahad zereya le mechayev lachod. So if, let's say, someone is zereya and additionally prunes, dizeimer, so it's chayev only one chatus. Zereya av melochim, v'niteya name av melochim. Dehayne zereya, elo sheze bizroim, v'ze beilonis. V'chein mavrich umarkim, avol zei mertelon. So Rashi shitim is that zereya and niteya are obvious. Mavrich and markiv are also obvious. Because it's the same thing. That's different ways of planting. So that's a pulley, is a pulley of making something to grow. Mashenkin, Zeymeir is a delon. Because Zeymeir, so, you see, in respect to Zereya and Niteya, Mavrich and Markiv, so it's the same kind of pulley. Zeymeir, that's how the Shoveshevan of Zereya and Niteya and Mavrich and Markiv is that you put something in the ground in order to produce growth. Mashenkin Zeymeir, you don't put something in the ground. On the contrary, you take out something, you pull out bad twigs. But the result is the same. But the nature of the act is different. So Mimele, Zereya and Niteya Mavrich Markiv, where it's not only that the objective and the result are the same, but even the act is the same kind of act. In one case you put a branch, in the other case you put a seed. But it's the same kind of act. Some mele they are obvious. Mashenkin zeimer pruning. So it's a different kind of an act. You pull out. You don't put in something in the ground. But that pulling out and the plucking of the bad twigs, so conduces growth. Some mele it's a different. This is Rashi. This is Rashi. I will sing with the Lord. Omar Ravache, Omar Ravchie, Barashe, Omar Ravame, Zeymeir Chayev Mishneteya. If one prunes, he plucks out bad twigs, so he's Chayev Aichatos on the score of Neteya. Vaneteya, Vamarkvich, Vamarkiv Chayev. Mishim Zereya. Mishim Zereya, hey, Mishim Neteya, hey. So, in other words, so Mavrich and Markiv. Is chayev mishum zereya and mishum teya loy eime af mishum zereya. Now let's see the Rashi. Zeime chayev mishum tol de niteya v'litzmucho v'niteya gufi v'chin mavrich omarkiv chayev mishum zereya kelemach inu name zereya zeav bizroyim zeav vilonis mishum teya loy amavrich omarkiv koyim Eime avnish mizraya. The har zriya bilonis. The ovid lo. So what does it mean? He is chayev mishum niteya. Is chayev mishum zraya. And is chayev mishum zraya. And mishum teya is also chayev. But it doesn't mean he is chayev tukatois. It means that if he is zraya and zemeya, so he is chayev on chatos. If he is niteya and zemeya, he is also chayev on chatos. Alright. Now let's see. So Rashi Shita is that Zereya and Niteya and Mavrich and Markif are Oves and Zemer is Ode. The Rambam Shita is a little different. The Rambam Shita is that even Zemer is an Ode. Koleilu of echodei miobis miloches vinyan echodu shekol achas mehen litzmeach litzmeach dovo litzemach dovo hu mischab. So the objective is to produce plants, to produce growth. So the Rambam includes zeimer also now. And what is it? It is now then the Rambam in Alochetes. Again, he reiterates the same thing. The same thing. Hoise milochis arbe mei milocha achas. Be'elo mechot. In chayev alachadus achas. Keitzat. Hareishe zora vinota vihivrich vihirki vizomar be'elo mechot. Einon. In chayev alachadus achas. Shekulom av achadei. Echadei. V'chim kol karitzi b'zeh. So the Shittes Rambam is that besides the Lode, there is such a thing as main av. So, Zemer and Mavrich and Markiv are all Meinav. Masheinke, let's say if somebody is Mashkes Roim, he pours water on grass, so then that's it alone. That's it alone. Now, the Magid Mishne in Aloche Daled said as follows. Vidashik Avonis Rabbeinu שכל מלוכה שידי מלאב ודמיין גומו אלו שחלוקו ממנו באיחוס הפולו אוי באיחוס הניפה הרי זו אוף כמייס אבל מלוכה עדים לו במקצס זו היא הנקרת הלודה והמושל בזה הקיציה והביציה שהם בדמיין גומו. So in other words, it's the same kind of act, in other words, of cutting off from the מחובה אלו שחלוקים הנפולים. In one case it's Zvuyeh, in another case it's Grapes, in another case it's Eisim, and so on. V'chin Azreya v'niteya v'chin Achivesh v'achifeh. Shein chukei Eichus ha'pule, but it's the same kind of act. Aval him dimin gomol, that's why it's a dimin gomol. Aleim omru kulum ulachazar ha'seim. Shein boni lechalik v'en nechlag min Azroim gamkein, uv min ha'kelim ha'she yase b'em v'chayitz v'zeh. Aval b'shein shom lekzaz dimin, ki nabchatech es ha'yerek, shein edim ulitchineh. רק ביוסיס מגופחות גופים רבים, אף על פי שהתחינו משן הגוף הראשון לגמרי ונחי תוך קיין זו יתלוד וכזה נדלקו. Alright, so far we saw two שיטס הראשונים. The שיטה of Rashi is that the Zereya and Niteya and Mavrich and Markif are obvious, but they are יתלוד. שיטס Rashi, שיטס Rambam is that not only these, that Rashi considers as Oves are Oves, but even Zeimer is enough. Now let's see the Rach. The Rach mentions here a very big chiddush, a new concept. שמעינו מיני מדי מייקים המבריר והמרקים נשונתי אבב נשזריה ויש תלוד אל תלוד וחולון נכלולי בכלל עברת הניתי אבלדו של זריה כי הניתי עני הצליחו של נילון בארץ ומסגדו כעמת לעזר על הארץ וצמח והזימר עמוקים שזימר בילו מסגדו עמוקים עלו ומסת פריס ונמצא כניתיה לפי כוח אמרינו וזימר חייב משום ניתיה ואם הוא זימר בצורך לעצים so ונים צוק שזה עם החיים משתיק משמענו ונתור זה איזה מזריקה that's something else so the רח שיטה is that ניתיה is it a lot of the rea and זה מאיה is not it a lot directly of the rea because there is a very insignificant resemblance between the rea and the mea but there is a substantial resemblance between Niteya and Zeya. And there is a substantial resemblance between Zeya and Niteya. So we have a derivative, that's it all day, and we have it all day, it's all day, subderivative. This is the Rach's unique sheet. Now, the Ritvo, not the Ritvo, the ordinary Ritvo, I mean, but the Ritva, that's not the Ritva, the ordinary Ritva, it's another issue. But I mean the Ritva that came out. So he mentions here certain shittas. Now he says in Rashi something very strange, the Ritva. Eime af mishim zereya. Pirush Rashi zal, the Ovid law, al bahad zereya ole mechayev lechod. Vikshu b'teisve. So he mentions many times Rishenim mention in certain places we don't have it here. V'yikshu b'teisus v'imkeh zeh mechayev mishim teyeh b'lvat yovid l'vat zereya chayev tal so monefshach so if zeh mer is chayev mishim teyeh so if he zeh mer so suppose he would be zeh mer by itself nothing else he would be chayev mishim teyeh so it should follow that if he is first Zereya and then he is also Zemeir, he should be Chayev Shtai. V'yev Shalim Akei. Dov Kotone Shekulu Moloch Ha'achasei. V'nechayev Al-Kul Moloch. So right, so that's not such a strong cash. Because Zereya, because Zemeir is Chayev Mishim Niteya, Zemeir is Chayev Mishim Niteya, according to Rashi, that Zemeir is Etelode, and Niteya, and Niteya and Zereya are both of us, so it's main up. So Mimele, he cannot be Chayev Shtayim if he's Zereya and he's also Zereya, and it's also Zemer. Because Zereya and Niteya, they're the same up, it's main up Echot. And Zemer is the Lord. So it's not the Kashi. But anyway, the Ritva mentions that Kashi in the name of Jesus. But what is important is the Teretz that he gives. Literally we tarit lidas rashizal the hosom kishosom kulon the chivn the ike niteya mifter. How do we know? Maybe he's Chayev Shtayim. So he says kulom lochas achase. So it's mentioned that he's not Chayev Shtayim. Kulom lochas achase mechayev al kulom lochas. So we see that if someone is Zemeya together with Zereya, he's not Chayef to Chatois. So he says a very strange Teretz. Nearly Teretz Udas Rashezal, the Hosom Kishosom Kulom, the Chivn Diike Niteya, Mifter of Zemeya Bahad Niteya, Vahayne the Porishon Ravd Bechule Leke Lechad Asachas, Avo Beise Mikzosom Bilvant, Efshah Shul Chayef Shtayim, Kein Zemeya Vizereya, Vinimtso Hibram Loches Mimaita Kabones. It sounds like a paradox. So he says, Zeinachanam, in regard to Tesis Kashi is, if Zeimer is Chayim Mishim Niteya, is it all day of Niteya? Zeimer, Rashi says that Zeimer is it all day. Is it all of Niteya? So if someone is Zereya and is Zeimer, he should be Chayev to Chatois. And Gemara says, כולם לא חסה חסה. הזריה, הזמר, הניטיה, The Brayza says, "As Reya Azimer Alidei Amalu Amakum Achasein." Yischai von Nimon Chatos. So he gives a very strange teretz. He says, "When does the Brayza?" Zereya and Zemir is chayv to chatois. I mean, that's so strange. If he's Zereya and Niteya and Zemir, he's chayv one chatoson. But if he's Zereya and Zemir, not Niteya, he's chayv to chatois. Vinimtzo ribu, and he says it in Rashi. Vinimtzo ribu hamloches mimayit akabonis. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. How is it possible? What's the logic of it? But he says it, David. He says it. If someone, Zemir is a tolder of Niteya. Zemir is a tolder of Niteya. So Mimele, if someone is just Zemir. He's just Zemir. So Mimele, if he's just Zemir, so he's just Chayev. So he's Chayev one Chatos. Mimele, if he's Reya and Zemir, he's Chayev two Chatos. But if he's Reya, and Niteya, and Zeimeya, so then he's chayv only one chatos. Zereya and Zeimeya chayv two. Zereya, Niteya and Zeimeya is chayv only one chatos. It's a very strange thing. So we have to explain it somehow. I mean, it's a big chiddush. With no matter what the explanation is, it's still a very big chiddush. So now, the Ramach, because the Mishnah mentions the name of the Ramach, that only Zereya was in the Mishnah. Niteya was not in the Mishnah. I mean, that's the Mishnah, because the Mishnah in Perek Zayin, L'Chashabes, Halacha Beis. So he mentions in the name of the Ramach that Zereya was in the Mishnah. But Niteya was not in the Mishnah. Niteya was not in the Mishnah. Rabbi Mitzal Ashkenazi, in Tshuva Lamed Vov, he says that Niteya was also in the Mishnah. Was also in the Mishnah. Now Rashi says explicitly, Zereya Av Melochi, V'Niteya Name Av Melochi, V'Ayne Zereya. Ela Sheze Bizroim V'Ze Bilonis. But apparently we have to say, I mean certainly in that Ritva, so we have to say that he holds, that the Ritva holds, like Rabbi Mitzal Ashkenazi, not like the Ramach, that Niteya was also in the Mishnah. Niteya was also in the Mishnah, as Rabbi Mitzal Ashkenazi says, because they, certain samonim they had to sow, and certain samonim they had to plant. All kinds of samonim that were needed So by blocking out the bad weeds, so then you promote the growth. Valiteya, if you plant, Vamavrich, if you bend, or Amark, if you grab. So Kulamulach Achas. Michael Mashmelon. Okay, Mashmelon is Mulachas Arbi, Mimulach Achas, in the Chayavalachas. Now let's see the Rashi. Kulamulach Achas, the Zemer Name, Ritzmuchi Lonehu. Because the purpose of blocking out the bad twigs is to promote growth. V'navkin mine, the yovet likulim b'had zereya l'mechaye v'lachod. So if, let's say, tamon is zereya n'edish nipunz, is a meir, so is chaye v'limon chatus. No isim loch is av. Zereya av meloch, v'niteya name av melochim. The hain is zereya. אלו שזה בזרועים וזה בילונס וכן מבריך ומרקי אבל זה מטלות צורה ששיטה היא that זריה and ניטיה are obvious מבריך and מרקי are also obvious because it's the same thing that's different ways of planting so that's a pulley is a pulley of making something to grow מה שאין כאין Matenkin Zeimer is the one. Because Zeimer, so you see, in respect to Zereya and Niteya, Mavrich Omarki, so is the same kind of pull. Zeimer, that's Sadashoveshebe,
of Zereya and Nikeya and Mavach and Markiv is that he put something in the ground in order to produce growth. Masheinkin Zeneya, you don't put something in the ground. On the contrary, you take out something, you pull out bad twigs. But the result is the same. But the nature of the act is different. So Mimele, Zereya and Nikeya and Mavach and Markiv, where it's not only that the objective and the result are the same, but even the act is the same kind of act. In one case, you put a branch, in the other case, you put a seed. But it's the same kind of act. Some mele, they are obvious. Masheinkin, zeimei pruning. So it's a different kind of an act. You pull out, you don't put in something in the ground. But that pulling out, the plucking of the bad twigs, so conduces growth. So mele it's a dilemma. This is Rashi. This is Rashi. I will say the Lord. Omar Ravache, Omar Ravchie, Barashe, Omar Ravame, Zeimer Chayev Mifshinetea. If one prunes, he plucks out bad twigs, so he's Chayev Aichatos on the score of Netea. Vanitea v'amar v'rich v'amar kifrayev mishim zereya hey mishim nitea lei. So in other words, so mavrich and markif is chayev mishim zereya and mishim nitea loy eime af mishim zereya. Now let's see the Rashi. Zeime chayev mishim tol de nitea. So what does it mean? He is chayev mishum niteya, he is chayev mishum zereya, and he is af mishum zereya. And mishum teya is also chayev, but it doesn't mean he is chayev tuchatois. It means that if he is the Reya and Zeimeya, so he's Chayev on Chatos. If he's Niteya and Zeimeya, he's also Chayev on Chatos. The Harz Reb Loni was Zeimeya Chayev Chode Vesule. Alright. Now let's see. Let's see. So Rashi Shite is that Zereya and Niteya and Mavrich and Markif are Oves and Zeimeya is a Lode. The Rambam Shite is a little different. The Rambam Shite is that even Zeimer is an Av. Zayim Milcha Shabbos, Halacha Gimel. Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel. Kol Eilu Amloches, V'chol Shul Minyono Meimani Kroi Movis Meloches. Keitzatu Minyono, Echod Achere Shui Achefe O Yisechri Tzari Zav Meloche. Shikol Achas V'Achas, Mehen, Chvira Bikarka, Vinyan Echod. V'chein Hazerei Azroi, O Yanitei Ailonis, O Yamavrich Ailonis, O Yamarkiv, O Yazemer. So he mentions Zemer too. Koleilu of Echodei Miovis Miloches, Vinyan Echodu, Shekol Achas Men, Litzmeach Dovo, Litzemach Dovo Humishab. So the objective is to produce plants, to produce growth. So the Rambam includes Zeimer also as an Av. And what is it? It is. Now then the Rambam in Alochetes. Again, he reiterates the same thing. The same thing. Hoise milochis arbe mei milocha achas. Be'elo mechot. In chayev alachados achas. Keitzat. Harei shezora v'inota v'hivrich v'hirki v'izomar be'elo mechot. In chayev alachados achas. Shekulom av achadei. Echadei. V'chin kol kaitzi b'zeh. So the Shittes HaRambam is, that besides the Lode, there is such a thing as main av. So, Zeimer and Mavrich and Markiv Ach ol meinab. Mashenke, let's say if somebody is mashke zoi, he pours water on grass, so then that's it alone. That's it alone. Now, the Magid Mishneh in Aloche Dalet says as follows. Vidashi Kavonet Rabbeinu hi, shekol meloche shidei melav vidim yen gomo, elo shechluko mimenu beichus apulo, oi beichus anifa. Hareizu ofke meizu, av meloche adim lo bimikzas, zu hi anikret elodu, v'amoshul bazeh, hakeitzea v'abeitzea shein vidim yen gomo. So in other words, it's the same kind of act. In other words, of cutting off from the mechuba. Elo shechluki manifoli. In one case it's tzvui, in another case it's grapes, in another case it's eisim, and so on. V'chin azriya v'niteya v'chin achirish v'achifeya. Sheim chluki eichus apule, but it's the same kind of act. Aval him dimin gomo. That's why it's a dimin gomo. Aleim omu kulum ulachazarasein. שאם בונו לחלק בהם, נחלק מן הזרועים גם כן, ובמן הכלים מה שיעשה בהם וחייץ וזה. אבל בשאין שום לקצז דמיין, כי נבחת תכס הירק, שנדעים מלי תחינה, רק ביוסיס מגופחות גופים רבים, אף על פי שהתחינו, משנה הגוף הראשון לגמרי, ונחי תוך כן זו איתו לא עודה, ועקב זה נתלקו. All right. So far, we saw two שיטס הראשון. The שיטה of Rashi is, that the Zeriya and Niteya and Mavrich and Markif are obvious, but they merit a lot. Shittes Rashi, Shittes Rambam is that not only these that Rashi considers as obvious are obvious, but even Zeimeyer is enough. Now let's see the Rach. The Rach mentions here a very big chiddush, a new concept. שמעינו מיני מדמקים המבריר והמרקיף משונתי אבף משל זריה ויש תלוד אל תלוד וחולון נכלולים בכלל אבחות הניתי אבלדו של זריה כי הניתי עני הצליחו של אילון בארץ ומסגד אל כנמפ לעזר על הארץ וצמח והזיימר עמוקים שזיימר באילון מסגד לעמוקים ההוא ומייסי פרקס ונמצק ניתיה לפי כוח אמרינו וזיימר חייב משונתיה ואימו זיימר בצורך לעצים. So, the nimzok is the same chayiv mishitik mishimarnu. We told say it's that's something else. So the rachshite is that niteya is the lode of zereya, and zeimeya is not the lode directly of zereya, because there is a very insignificant resemblance between zereya and zeimeya, but there is a substantial resemblance between Niteya and Zeimer. And there is a substantial resemblance between Zeriya and Niteya. So we have a derivative, that's it, the Lord, and we have a told of it all day, subderivative. This is the Rach's unique shit. Now, the Ritvo, not the Ritvo, the ordinary Ritvo. I mean, but the Ritva, that's not the Ritva, it's the ordinary Ritva, it's another issue. But I mean the Ritva that came out. So he mentions here certain shittes. Now he says in Rashi something very strange, the Ritva. Eime af mishim zereya. Pirush Rashi zal, di obid lo, al bahad zereya lo mechayev lochodi. Vikshe b'teisve. So he mentions, many times, Rishenim mentioned a certain taste, we don't have it here. V'yikshu b'teisves, v'imkein zei mechayev mishim teya b'lvat, yobit lo bad zereya, chayev talf, so monefshech. So if zei mer is chayev mishim teya, so if he zei mer, so suppose he would be zei mer by itself, nothing else, he would be chayev mishim teya. So it should follow that if he is first Zereya, and then he is also Zeimer. He should be Chayev Shtai. The Efshalim Akei. Do Kotone Shekulam Locha Achase. V'Nechayev Al Kol Malach. So right, so that's not such a strong cash. Because Zeimer is Chayev Mishmiteya. Zeimer is Chayev Mishmiteya, according to Rashi, that Zeimer is a Telode. And Niteya
and Niteya and Zariah are both Oves, so it's main Av. So Mimele, he cannot be Chayev. He cannot be Chayev Shtayim if he's Zariah and he's also Zariah and he's also Zemer. Because Zariah and Niteya, that's the same Av, it's main Av Echot. And Zemer is a Delodic. So it's not the Kashi. But anyway, the Ritva mentions that Kashi in the name of Tezus. But what is important is the Teretz that he gives. Nirali Litaret Lidas Rashezal the Hosom Kishosom Kulo the Chivn Diiken Iteya Mifter. How do we know? Maybe he's Chayev Shtayim. Maybe he's Chayev Shtayim. So he says Kulam Lochas Achase. So it's mentioned that he's not Chayev Shtayim. Kulam Lachasayim Vichayev Al Kulam Lachas. Vikulam Lachayev Al Kulam Lachas. So we see that if someone is Zemeir together with Zereya, he's not Chayev to Chatois. So he says a very strange terence. Nero Litarit Das Rashezal, the Hosom Kishosom Kulam, the Chivn Dike Niteya, Mifter of Zemeir Bahad Niteya, Vahaini the Porishon Ravd Bechule Lekel Hatasachas, Avol Beis and Mixosom Bilvant, Efshah Shochayev Shtayim, Kein Zemeir Vizereya. It sounds like a paradox. So he says, in regard to Tesis Kashi is, if Zeimer is Chayiv Mishim Niteya, is it all day of Niteya? Zeimer, Rashi says that Zeimer is it all day. Is it all day of Niteya? So if someone is Zereya and is Zeimer, he should be Chayiv to Chatoyis. And the Gemara says, Kulum lo chasachasei. Hazreya Azimir Aniteya. The price says Hazreya Azimir Aniteya Amabu Amakum Achasein. He's Chayiv only on Chatos. So he gives a very strange teretz. He says, when does the price say that he's Chayiv only on Chatos if he did all the three things? So if he was Zereya and Niteya and Zemeir, then he's Chayiv only on Chatos. But if he does just two things, Zereya and Zemeir is Chayiv to Chatois. I mean, this is so strange. If he's a Reyan, Niteya, and Zemeir, he's Chayiv one Chatois. But if he's a Reyan and Zemeir, not Niteya, he's Chayiv to Chatois. Vinimtzo ribu, and he says it in Rashi, Vinimtzo ribu hamloches mimayit hakabonis. I mean, it superficially doesn't even make sense. How is it possible? What's the logic of it? But he says it, the Ritva. He says it. If someone, Zemeir is a tolde of Niteya. Zemeir is a tolde of Niteya. So Mimele, if someone is just Zemeir, he's just Zemeir. So Mimele, if he's just Zemeir, so he's just Chayev, so he's Chayev one Chatos. Mimele, if he's Reya and Zemeir, he's Chayev two Chatos. But if he's Reya and Niteya, and Zemeir, so then he's Chayev only one Chatos. Zereya and Zemeir Chayev two. Zereya, Niteya and Zemeir is Chayev only one Chatos. It's a very strange thing. So we have to explain it somehow. I mean, it's a big Chiddush. With no matter what the explanation is, it's still a very big Chiddush. So now the Ramach, because the Mishnah mentions the name of the Ramach, because the Mishnah mentions in the name of the Ramach that only Zereya was in the Mishnah. Niteya was not in the Mishnah. I mean, that's the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah in Perek Zayin, Hilcha Shabbos, Halacha Beis. So he mentions in the name of the Ramach that Zereya was in the Mishnah. But Niteya was not in the Mishnah. Niteya was not in the Mishnah. Rabbi Mitzal Ashkenazi, in Tshuva Lamed Vov, he says that Niteya was also in the Mishnah. Was also in the Mishnah. Now Rashi says explicitly, Zereya Av Melochi, V'Niteya Name Av Melochi, Dehayne Zereya, Ela Sheze Bizroyim V'Ze Beilonis. But apparently we have to say, I mean certainly in that Ritva, so we have to say that he holds, that the Ritva holds, like Rabbi Mitzal Ashkenazi, not like the Ramach, that Niteya was also in the Mishnah. Niteya was also in a mission. Ramtzal Ashkenazi says because they certain samonim they had to sow and certain samonim they had to plant. All kinds of samonim that were needed for the being a mission. So then you'll ask, Monefshach, if Zereya was in the Mishkan and Niteya was in the Mishkan, so it should be counted as separate of it. Just as Zeire Beire Merakeit are counted separately. So the answer is no, there is a difference. We see the Gemara makes a distinction between Zeire, Beire, and Merakeit on one hand. So the three are very analogous to each other. And suppose only one would be in the Mishkan. So the others, he would be chayav for the others too. Even if they hadn't been in the Mishkan. But all the three existed in the Mishkan. And they are counted separately. If someone is Zeire and Beire and Merakeit, is chayav three chatois. And cases in Dosh were also both existed in the Mishkan, and they're not counted as separately, but it's counted together with Dosh. So we see that sometimes you have two types of work that are very analogous to each other, and both existed in the Mishkan, and so sometimes they are counted separately. Let's say in regard to Zeire, Beire, and Merakeit. All the three, they are very similar to each other. And if one existed in the Mishkan, the others would also be meloches on the basis of the similarity to the thing that existed in the Mishkan. But since the three of them exist in the Mishkan, so in spite of the fact that there is a very great analogy between the three of them, so they are counted separately, and sometimes, let's say, as in regard to Dosh and Kesesh, it's counted only as one. So if we say, like Chamisal Ashkenazi, that Niteya also exists in the Mishkan, still, since they are very similar to each other, Zerei and Niteya, Zebizroim and Zebilonis, so even though both existed in the Mishkan, so they are counted as one of, not as two. So Zereya and Niteya are both of us. But it's the same kind of Av, and both existed in the Mishkan. Now Zeimer is it Elode. Zeimer, so he says, Zeimer is it Elode. Is it Elode of Niteya? And apparently, we certainly see from Rabbi Chananel's Shite. Because Rabbi Chananel says that Zeimer is the telode of a telode, because Niteya is a telode of Zereya, and Zeimer is a telode of Niteya. So we see that there is a greater affinity, a greater resemblance between Niteya and Zeimer than between Zereya and Zeimer. So even the Rishenim Achilik and the Rach, and who reject this concept of telode and telode, but this we see from the Rach Shite, that there is a much greater affinity between Niteya and Zeimer than between Zereya and Zeimer. So Mimele, so that the Ritva says in Rashi, the Hosom Kishosom Kulo, the Chivndi Keniteya, so Mifter Av Zeimer Bad Niteya. Av Zeimer Bad Niteya. Because in the Halacha, he holds that when one brings, let's say, someone was Niteya and he was Zeimer, and there is a very substantial resemblance between Niteya and Zeimer. Niteya was in the Mishkan and it was the Av, and Zeimer is it alone. So Memele, he brings only one call. So what's the pshat? Now Rashi in Bava Kama says, Rashi will come and say, "Dav Beis Amud Aleph." Oh, when the Gemara says, "Umayike binavli tolode nafkimina di lo b'shtei obis badode inamish tol badode mechayev akolchod elchod vilo ovid avi told the day le mechayev elchod." So Rashi is loshni is le mechayev elchod. Avi told the day lo mechayev lochode a av meloche, aval atolde du day lo mechayev. It's a very strange lashon. If somebody, let's say, is a reya, my mama is a reya, and in addition he poured water over grass, so it's an av and it's all day. So it's chayev only one. So he's chayev one av and is a reya, but on the tol day he's not chayev. But suppose he would just water the grass, he would be chayev. And if in addition to watering the grass, he also is a reya, so he's only mechayev chuyev for zereya. But on the tol day for watering the grass, he's not mechayev. Why? I mean, what kind of a pardon did he get for watering the grass just because he was a reya mamish? It's a very strange expression in Rashi. So we see from Rashi that Rashi shiti is, and that's a chiddush. Now the halacha of the lodes is a special zirasakos. Meheino oves, meheino tolodes. So there is a pasuk that there is a halacha of the lodes. But what does the lodes mean? The lodes means if there is a substantial resemblance between one type of work and a type of work that existed in the mishi. So memele, it becomes a tolod. On the basis of that resemblance. That's the zirasakos of meheino. Heino oves, meheino tolodes. So since there is a resemblance between watering grass and zereya, so memele is chayev for watering grass. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that the gzeras hakosuf of meheino, heino oves, meheino tolodes is that it's an independent chiyuv, it doesn't emanate. The chiyuv of the lode does not emanate from the chiyuv of the av. It's independent completely. Or, since the whole miloche, the whole shem miloche of the telode is based upon the fact that this miloche bears a substantial resemblance to the miloche of the av, so mimele, it's not a completely independent mechayev. It emanates from the chiyuv of the av. We could say it's completely independent. In other words, and it's completely independent mechayev. Or it's not completely independent mechayev. It emanates from the av. It emanates from the av. Now, if it emanates from the av, so mimele, but suppose he just waters roi, he waters grass, so then he's mechuyev. But if he does both, he's a reya, and he waters grass, since the chiyuv of the telode emanates from the chiyuv of the av, so mimele, it's not that he's chayev one chatos for the av and the telode. No. Since the whole chiyuv of the telode emanates from the chiyuv of the av, so when he did both, so the chatos is brought for the av. Mimele it's mechaper for the telod as well. That's a big chiddush. I mean, I would say, if not for this Rashi, I would say the contrary. It's not, after all, true it emanates, even though it emanates from the chiyuv of the av. But he is chayev because it emanates from the chiyuv dav, so he is chayev for watering the zroim, just as he is chayev for being zereya. So we see from Rashi that if the telode is the only meloche that he did, then he is chayev for that because it emanates from the chiyuv dav, and he didn't do any av. But if he did both the av and the telode, so on account of the fact that the telode emanates from the av, so he brings, so the korban is brought, the chatos is offered for the av. Mimele it's mechaper the telodels. This is what Rashi says. Lo mechayev alachode av meloche, aval atol didei lo mechayev. When there is no av, just the telode, so he's chayev to bring the av, the chatos, and the telode. But if there is an av and a telode, he did both. So then he brings, so the chatos is brought for the av. Mimele it's mechapei the telode also, which emanates from that. It's a big chiddush, but that apparently is Rashi Shita. So Memele the Ritva says Kishosom Kulom Dichi Vendi Kenitea. So Yimifte Rav Zeimeir Bahad Nitea. In other words, Nitea and Zereya were both Nemish. And so each one, even if the other one had not existed, so each one would be enough. But since both exist and there is a perfect analogy between Zereya and Niteya, one is in Zroim and one is in Elonais, so Mimele they're not counted as separate others. But there's one Av. But Niteya is an Av not because it is analogous to Zereya. Niteya is an Av for the same reason that Zereya is an Av. Zereya is an Av because it existed in the Mishkan. Niteya is an Av because it existed in the Mishkan. Not because of its analogy to Zereya, but on account of the perfect analogy that exists between Zereya and Niteya, so we can't count them as two of us. So it's one Av. But each one is the same Av on its own merit, not on the basis of the merit of the other. Niteya is an Av on its own merit, and Zereya is an Av on its own merit, but both happen to possess the same merit, the same islands. One is in Zroim, one is in Zeronis. So Mimele, Zeimeya becomes a Telode of Niteya. Becomes a Telode of Niteya, not of Zereya. But Zereya and Niteya, that's one Av. But how is the Telode of Zeimeya constituted through the substantial analogy that it bears to Niteya. So Mimele, he says as follows, Kishosom Kulom Dichi Vendi Keniteya. So Imifter Av Zeimeya Bahad Niteya. Because Rashi Shitin Bavakami is that when one does an Av and the Tilode, so then he brings only one chatos, and the chatos is brought primarily for that. But Mimele Agavuche, it's Mechaper with the Lord also. If he's just a Lord, then he brings the chatos for the Lord. But if he was a Senav and the Lord, so the chatos is offered primarily, is brought primarily for the Av. Mimele, it's Mechaper for the Lord, whose Iser emanates from the Av. So in the case where he did all the three melachis, Zereya and Niteya and Zeimeya, Zereya and Niteya and Zeimeya, so he did Niteya also, and Niteya and Zeimeya bears a very strong analogy with Niteya. So Mimele, the korban that is brought, so then he's chayev the korban for Zereya and Niteya. And it's mechape ragavuche zeimato. So in other words, he becomes mechuyev for Zereya and Niteya. You cannot say he becomes mechuyev for Zereya and it's mechape for Niteya too. Because Niteya is just as important as Zereya on the basis of its own merits. So if he was Zereya and Niteya and Zeimeya, so then he becomes Mechuyev, one Chatos for both, for Zereya and Niteya, not for Zeimeya, but Mimele, since he became Mechuyev and the Chatos is offered for Niteya, so it's Mechapeh for Zeimeya. Machenkein, if he's Zeimeya and Zereya, so there is no strong analogy between Zeimer and Zereya. So there is a strong analogy between Zeimer and Niteya, but not between Zeimer and Zereya. So mainly he becomes Mechuyev on the score of Niteya for the Melocha of Zeimer, and he's Mechuyev on the score of Zereya. It's still a big chiddush, but at least it makes sense. All right. Now, so that's one big chiddush in the Ritva, in the Chiddush Yorif. Then he says, Then he says, Voidik Shabitezus. He has the kashin. Dim kemoy havalim kat lishne chayev mishimkach.
So he mentions the kashi of Tezus. So the loshen is Omar Ravache, Omar Afri, Barashi, Omar Avame, Zim, Chayev Mishim Neteya. Va Neteya, Va Mavri, Va Markev, Chayev Mishim Zereya.
So the Gemara says, Eime Af Mishim Zereya. So he mentions the name of Tezves. Why does he use the Loshen of Chayev? He should say Chayev, in other words. Because what does it mean? Eime Chayev, Eime Af Mishim Zereya. In other words, that if someone is Mavrich and Markev, together with Zereya, so he's Chayev one. If he's Mavrich and Markev together with Neteya, he's Chayev one. He's Chayev one. So why does he use the lotion of Chayev? That's Tezes Kash. Voidik Shabit Tezes, Dimkein Lehavel Lemin Katlish Nechayev Mishukach, Lekach Piresh Rizal, Dilin Asroye Koma, Sheimitiru Bizeimea Mishim Neteya Chayev. Avol Imi,
so when the Gemara says that Zemeir is Chayev Mishum Zereya, so it means that so he says Shemiziru b'Zemeir Mishum Neteya Chayev Avul Imiziru b'Zemeir Mishum Zereya is Potter. So he says Eime Af Mishim Zereya, Zemeir is Chayev Af Mishim Zereya. Needless to mention that it's Chayev Mishim Neteya. In other words, there is a closer affinity between Zemeir and Neteya. But it's Chayev also Mishim Zereya. But Mishim Neteya more than Mishim Zereya. Why? So he mentioned the name of Tezves. Why is it Chayev on the score of Neteya more than on the score of Zereya? After all, it's the same thing. So he says as follows. Dilin Ashoye Koma. She misru bizema mishmiteya chayev. Avol misru be mishm zereya poter. Dilimosi kazemer adaite David Mloche. She yeshba mishm zereya. Visovu da chuche michayeche be. Uvihoche niche hodim for a shlil kulamloche achase. Lin shinechayev. Lin shinechayev. Elachas. Pires dilin Ashoye Koma. Dilahave. Zema bechlal zereya. Lahav zema bechlal zereya. So he says that veim rebitei sves di kula ovesnim ki di mash malish ne tisef de gufe di ktone kula melo chazachase vichiboy le meim adav vetol de miforsh lebehedi vilu yisro bechol achas men משום עצמו מחיוב ומחייב אלא דשמינון רב דלסנויה בזיימה משום זריה לא מחייב יצא לסרויה בזיימה משום זריה לא מחייב ממיתה מלמו. So he mentions in the name of Tesis that Tesis Vashita is that everything is an av, like the Rambam Shita. Zeriah is an av, Neteya is an av, Mavrich and Markev is an av, and Zemeir is also an av, like the Rambam Shita. But he says, Ligavi Asroye, there is an avkimine. If the Asroye, if someone is Zeriah, and the Eidim are Masrehim, Mishum Neteya is Chayev. And if the Eidim are Masrehim, Mishum Zeriah is Potter. So the Loshen is, why? Because Achuche Mechaychevei, because he might mean that they are just making fun of him. But I mean, that's not a lomdish explanation. I mean, he probably means something else. Now, if the Ritva had adapted the Shita of the Rach, so then we could understand. Then it wouldn't be difficult because the Shita of the Rach is that Neteya is the Tolode of Zereya and Zemeir is the Tolode of Neteya. So then we could understand what the Ritva says. If Teis Veshita had been like the Shita Zerach, if the Ritva had said the taste of shit is like shit is arach, because in as much as Zemeir is a subderivative of Zereya, so Mimele, there is no substantial affinity between Zereya and Zemeir, because it's only a subderivative. Masheinke, there is a much closer affinity between Zemeir and Neteya. So then we could understand,
if we are masrim on the score of Neteya is chayev, because Zemer is just a derivative of Neteya. But if the Eidim are masrim on the score of Zereya, so, and Zemer is the only subderivative of Zereya, is not chayev. But the Ritva says in the name of Teisves, in the course of mentioning this sheet of Teisves, the Ritva also says Zemer mit Teisves the kula obisnim. So in other words, so Teisves Shita is not like the Rach, that Niteya is itilode, that Niteya is itilode of Zereya and Zemeya is a told and a told. Everything is an av. Niteya is an av, and Mavrich Markev is an av, and Zemer is also an av, like the Rambam Shita. So Mamonev Shech, if all are obes, so why, and when, so it's all Mein Avechot. All is Mein Avechot. Now, if all are Mein Avechot, so just as if the Asroyet is on the score of Niteya is Chayev, because he is master on the score of its kindred av. So Mimele, when he's master on the score of Zereya, should also be chayev. He says, if he's master on the score of Zereya, so kosovar achuche mechaychali. But what does he mean by that? So again, we have to say in Teisves. In Teisves Shita, we also have to say that he doesn't agree with Ramach, that only Zereya was in the Mishkan. Niteya was not in the Mishkan. No, that Teisves also agrees with Rabbi Nevzal Ashkenazi in the Churis, that Zereya and Niteya were both in the Mishkan, because in the Mishkan they had to sow certain things, certain samonim, and they had to plant certain samonim were derived from trees, and certain samonim were derived from Zroyim. So each one with, so in other words, so Niteya was an av on the basis of its own merits, for the same reason that Zereya was an av on the basis of its own merit. Masheinkin Zeimeir was not in the Mishkan, but why is Zeimeir also an av? So the Rambam, that's the Rambam Shita, Meina, even though Zeimeir was not in the Mishkan, Zeimeir was not in the Mishkan, but there was such a great resemblance, not just a substantial resemblance, but a total resemblance, a full resemblance, that it's Meinav. So Mimele, Zemeya has a total resemblance to Niteya. Zemeya does not have a total resemblance to Zereya. So Mimele, the reason as to why Zemeya is an av, because it bears a full resemblance with Niteya. So Mimele, so in other words, the whole Shem Av Meloche of Zemeya is grounded in the Meloche of Niteya, but it's not grounded in the Meloche of Zereya. If there hadn't been a Meloche of Niteya, just the Meloche of Zereya, then Zemeya wouldn't be a Meloche. Zemeya is a Meloche because just as Zereya was a Meloche in the Mishkan, so Niteya was also a Meloche in the Mishkan. And Zemeya bears a full resemblance to Niteya. So it's grounded in the Meloche of Niteya. It's not grounded in the Meloche of Zereya. So Mimele, the Asroya has to be on the score of Niteya. It doesn't have to be on the score of Niteya. If he's Masre on the score of Zemeya, so he's also Chayev. That's another Shaile. That is Toru. So that's another Shaile. Uli not told him Chayev, but here it certainly, even if we say like the Loshen in Teisves, that every tolde has to get the asroye when someone is a tolde. So the masre has to be masrim on the score of its av, and if he's masrim on the score of the tolde itself, not on the score of its av, he's not chayev. But I don't think that would have relevance to Zemeir and Niteya, because Teis Veshite is that Zemeir is main av, not its tolde. So Mimele, when does Teisves, we can say it's Mistaber, that when is there one Loshen in Teisves, that every Tilode, so the Eise, Bimezit, has to get the Asroi on the score of its Av, and if he gets the Asroi, if the Asroi is made on its own score, on the score of the Tilode, he's put there only when it's a Tilode. מה שאין כן זה אם הרקון גטייס וסיזנאו so me mele so even according to that Russian taste fest if the asroye is made on the score of zemer by itself is higher but suppose the asroye is not made on the score of zemer it's made on the score of neteya is also higher why because even though it's made now of neteya but it's meloche the whole chalishem meloche is grounded in the meloche of neteya mashenkin if the asroye is made to the zemer on the score of zereya and the reason it doesn't bear a full an analogy with Zereya, it bears a full analogy with Neteya, so then it'll be proper. That stays a sheep. Then he says, Uli and Atilode Mechayev Mishim Asroid and Avshin Amel Uloi Mechayev Al Basroid Avdidei Pluk Tei Bitesus. That's the Tuli Shenis Bitesus. Umeiri Miforesh Di Rav Porish Lon Di Chi Kotone Kulo Melocha Achasei Di Chi Kotone Kulo Melocha Achasei די משמע דאָ וואָס היינ מישום זריע וניטיה אבל קול יידאָך טאָלדס ניט denn there is another shit he mentions מישי מייער דאס פאבל דאָ רום so he shit is that the זריע וניטיה both of us but מבריח and מרקיף and זיי מייער אטלאס yes I don't see why it did.
Because it's Zomer has to be in the Mishkan, but Noteya would be in the Mishkan. So if maybe it's Vashem, but once she does, it doesn't have to be in the Mishkan, it's an Avim, it's Vashem. Even though it's not the Mishkan, according to the Vashem.
All right, I mean, that would be good according to all the Shittes. Because Niteya, once we assume, like Rabbi Nitzal Ashkenazi, that there was Niteya. All right, but once we assume, Rabbi Nitzal Ashkenazi says that there was Niteya Samonim, just as there was Ria Samonim. So once we assume that there was Niteya in the Mishkan, so then, according to all the
Gosoyes,
no, it's Choshev also. I mean, all right, you could say, but why should we say? I mean, all right, Rabbi Nitzal Ashkenazi discusses that whether Niteya is as Choshev as Reya or not. But once we assume that Niteya wasn't the Mishkan, then we certainly can say that it's just as Choshev as Reya. All right. Now, let's go to the Tesis, the fine gimel. Let's go to the Tesis, the fine gimel. Poeis es shnei botinir. Tzorich liforei shlomo pirish kan uveireg uvipetzea uviteifeir uvikeiseif shio tvei mibisho. Tesis does not say koshe. There is a difference between the expression koshe, teime, and tzorich liforei. When Teisves says kosher, so it's not teime, so then it means that it's difficult. But when Teisves says totally foreish, so it doesn't mean that it's difficult. It requires an explanation. So it does not necessarily mean that Teisves didn't know the explanation. It could be that Teisves knew the explanation, but Teisves considered the explanation so simple that he didn't spell it out. That's all that Teisves says. צורך לפורי שלום הפירש כאן ובעירי קופיציה ובתייפיך ובקייסיב שיעו עוטבים בשו. Now there is a difference, I'm not saying as a terrace, there is a difference between the other shiurim, let's say, and the shiur that is mentioned, the shiurim mentioned here, so what is it? Let's say, Ligabi Kesev, the Mishnah spells out this year, Shteyesias. Now, let's say, Teifer. So, what is the Shir? Shtey Tviris. And then, Erek, also Tzvek, two. So, Pitzeya, two. Mashenkin, let's say, the other Shurim. So, let's say, Kigregres. So, in other words, when is Efe Kigregres? So it's actually one maise. When somebody, let's say, bakes bread. So how does the meloche of baking, how does it manifest itself, the meloche of baking? Let's say, when first you mix the dough, and then when the dough is all mixed and kneaded, so, and it's ready to be put in the oven, You pull the dough in over. So whether the dough is a small piece of dough, a mash, or the dough is a big piece of dough, so it's one act. It's one act. In other words, the dough you usually put in a tray, in a pan, and then the pan with the dough in it, whether it's a small dough or a big dough, so you put it in the oven. And that's the melocha vafir. Let's say, suppose the dough that is in the pan is less than a grey grass, so then you put it. And if it is a grey grass, so you chayev. So when it's a grey grass, are there two maises or one maise? One maise, and suppose the dough has 1,000 grey grass or 10,000 grey grass, as long as it's one big dough. So it's a single act of afir. So the shiur is a shiur. So the shiur of Kikregres is a shiur how much, not how many acts of in the meloche we have to do. We have to do. Mashiach can hear when one is case of shteis, yes. So when he writes one os, it's one act. When he writes two ACS, there are two ksives. When one